Damage assessment in the Notre Dame Cathedral fire is underway in Paris. It is part of a French focus on the future.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8 centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
That was correspondent Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. AP correspondent Angela Charlton tells us there have been offers of financial aid, including many from outside France.
They're working, they're climbing throughout this huge cathedral right now to try to make sure it's safe, to find if there are any possible little fires that could break out, but also to see if the structure, how much damage has been done to the structure.
That was Angela Charlton of AP. For his part, European Union Chief Donald Tusk is calling on member states to help France rebuild its landmark.
The burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral has again made us aware that we are bound by something more important and more profound than treaties.
The spirit of the French people, Paris Deputy Mayor Jean-François Martin was on CBS this morning.
We will rise up again and build it again, and we'll show that even in our sadness, we can rebound.
To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is in